I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Dolphins' backfield won't be at full strength Thursday night against the Bills, according to head coach Mike McDaniel, who announced Raheem Mostert won't suit up after suffering a chest injury in week one, and Devon Achane is likely a game-time decision due to an ankle issue. It may be another week before 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey is back on the playing field, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, who's reporting he's a long shot to play against the Vikings. However, McCaffrey says his mentality is, quote, "I'm playing this week." The Rams officially placed wide receiver Puka Nacua on injured reserve today with a knee injury, along with offensive lineman Steve Avila and Joe Noteboom. All three players will miss a minimum of four games. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski confirming tight end David Njoku has been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Jags due to an ankle injury he suffered week one against the Cowboys. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Exclusions and more terms apply. See lowes.com/same-day-delivery for details.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
Savings and selection are waiting for you right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Flannel shirts are in, starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a full supply of Levi, Wrangler, and Carhartt apparel. And, of course, special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, September 12th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Driver flees accident on Well Center Road, 101 intersection. Paso Robles Police hosting fundraiser for Special Olympics. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Yesterday afternoon, a traffic incident occurred on the intersection of Well Center Road and Highway 101 North. According to the California Highway Patrol, three vehicles were involved in the incident at 2:08 p.m. A red Volkswagen, a white Ford, and a blue Kia. CHP says the blue Kia tried fleeing the scene, with the Ford Fiesta following. The driver of the Ford immediately contacted law enforcement. CHP says the blue Kia was pulled over 10 minutes later. Currently, it is unknown if anyone in the incident suffered any injuries. The Wells Center Road and 101 intersection is notorious for how many traffic incidents occur, though an underpass is slated for construction in the next few months. Early this morning, just before 1 a.m., the San Luis Obispo CHP office received a notification of an incident on Highway 58, east of Highway 229. The driver of a Ford F-150 was involved in a rollover incident, with a solo female occupant pinned inside the vehicle. Emergency crews extracted the woman from the vehicle, and she was transported to the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. The CHP release says she succumbed to her injuries and was pronounced dead. Her identification is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. CHP says this does not appear to be a distracted driving incident, and neither drugs nor alcohol are believed to be a factor. However, CHP says they believe speed was a factor, and the woman was likely not wearing her seatbelt. Paso Robles Police Department hosting fundraiser for Special Olympics. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles Police Department will be holding its annual Tip-A-Cop fundraiser this month. Proceeds for this fundraiser will benefit Special Olympics Southern California as part of a statewide initiative. Officers will serve attendees of the event dinner in order to raise funds and awareness for Special Olympics athletes. The event takes place on September 18th, 2024. Attendees can reserve tables for 5:30 or 7 p.m. that night, with tables for eight available at $250. Individual takeout meal options are also available for those unable to dine in. Proceeds directly benefit Special Olympics programs in San Luis Obispo County. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Livin' the Scream, October 26, 2024, at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero. The event takes place from 5 to 9 p.m. with VIP guests allowed inside an hour early. The event will feature a dinner, drinks, live and silent auction, and a costume contest. For more information, you can visit templetoncsd.org. Red Wings Horse Sanctuary will be holding their fourth annual fundraiser. First established in 1991, Red Wings works to rescue, care for, and rehabilitate abused equines, as well as for retired race horses. The upcoming fundraiser is Red Wings' biggest fundraiser of the year. There's Linnell Soxman, member of Red Wings Board of Directors, with details of this event.
Our annual fundraiser, our fourth annual fundraiser, will be held on Sunday, September 29th from 11 to 3, and it is at the Horse Sanctuary at 6875 Union Road in Paso Robles. The last day for purchasing tickets for our event is September 22nd. So if people don't want to miss out, they need to buy their tickets now so that they can enjoy this really great event, because, you know, there's all kinds of demonstrations going on, and it really is it's a fun day.
VIP tables are also available, which includes a tour of the ranch, a charcuterie board, special wine glasses, and more. You can go to redwingshorsesanctuary.com to purchase tickets for this event and support their equine rehabilitation efforts. In partnership with Mujeres de Acción, the city of Paso Robles invites the community to celebrate Hispanic heritage at the Hispanic Heritage Festival in the downtown city park. This festival takes place on Sunday, September 15th from 2 to 9 p.m. and highlights the rich cultural traditions of the Hispanic community through a variety of family-friendly activities. Entertainment includes live mariachi music, folklorico dance performances, and traditional El Grito ceremonies. The event will also include authentic Hispanic food and local vendors. The city of San Luis Obispo announced that Laguna Lake Dog Park will be closed starting Monday, September 16th, for a full park upgrades. Park upgrades will include full perimeter fencing, separate areas for large and small dogs, improved drainage to maintain the natural landscape, new trees to enhance the park's beauty, new play structures for dogs, and new pathways for enhanced accessibility. The budget for this project is around $1.5 million, funded by the San Luis Ranch Development Parkland in lieu fund. The city says that construction will be complete in the spring of 2025. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Cubs 10-8, the Giants over the Brewers 13-2, the Mariners beat the Padres 5-2, the Athletics over the Astros 5-4, the Twins beat the Angels 6-4, the Yankees over the Royals 4-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Astros, the Rangers will face the Mariners, the Rockies will go against the Tigers, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Continuing fire activity over a wide area of Southern California. The Line Fire in San Bernardino County, nearly 37,000 acres, forcing residents from their homes. The decision to leave, not easy for some.
It's kind of difficult when they tell you to leave and you don't know anything about your neighbors, your friends, your home.
Running Springs resident Ricky Garcia, more than 65,000 structures threatened, a person suspected of starting it behind bars. The airport fire burning in Riverside and Orange counties bringing its own weather conditions.
What's unique about this area is what we call the Lake Elsinore effect. And because of the situation of the lake and this large body of water and the steepness of the terrain and the ocean on the other side, it creates this Elsinore effect. And we'll get two or three wind shifts throughout the day.
All holiday with Cal Fire. 5% containment on that fire, which has burned 23,000 acres, nearly 50,000 acres burned by the Bridge Fire in L.A. and San Bernardino counties. Gas prices in the state, $4.75 a gallon, up 10 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
I had been starting to be sick all the time at work, so I went to the doctor. He asked if people in the office smoked. He identified it as being exposed to secondhand smoke. I decided to sue. It was worth it in the end, California being the first state to be smoke-free in workplaces and restaurants in the country.
Andrea was part of a historic movement to ban smoking in the workplace. Learn how she and other Californians are fighting big tobacco at undo.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from September 13th through the 16th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove & Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove & Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove & Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. As almond prices have dropped, growers say they're focused on their bottom lines, looking for ways to diversify their crop portfolios and identify other income to shore up narrowing profit margins. Fresno County farmer Matt Efford, who grows almonds, pistachios, walnuts, canning peaches, and feed crops, said, quote, "If a grower can have a diversified portfolio, that's the way to go because you can hopefully cover the lows with income from other crops." The average almond price per pound has fallen from $2.49 in 2019 to $1.40 last year. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny this weekend, partly cloudy on Monday through Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday next week. Low 80s on Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday, low 70s on Monday, upper 70s Tuesday, mid-70s on Wednesday, then about 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. In Psalm 133, we read, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." Isn't it amazing that the Lord commands a blessing upon us, His people, when we dwell together in unity? We live in a divided nation, and sadly, we are missing the blessing that comes through unity. In unity, not conformity, we don't have to agree on everything, but we desire what's good for the whole nation, not special interest. As Christians, we are called into a profound unity by Jesus. He prayed an amazing prayer for us. "Father, the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me." A desire to dwell together in unity has been stirring in the hearts of many pastors. There is an opportunity to unite as one coming September 22nd at 6:30 p.m. in the War Memorial Stadium. All are welcome to this free event.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There are fresh readings on inflation at the wholesale level in the job market, but they don't change the Fed's likely action of lowering interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point next Wednesday. The producer price index, the PPI, rose 0.2% last month, up 0.3% excluding food and energy. That was no improvement. The PPI for the year ending in August did moderate to 1.7%, but core PPI on an annual basis, excluding food and energy, was unchanged at 2.4%. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose by 2,000 to 230,000 last week, suggesting employers are still not conducting large layoffs. Signet Jewelers' quarter was mostly better than forecast. The stock is up 15%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Get ready for the hunt at the Three Speckled Hens Antiques and Vintage Market. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Gather your friends and search for that one-of-a-kind vintage, antique, or repurposed treasure. Under the oak trees at Frontier Park and inside the Ponderosa Building, mark your calendars and spread the word. It's the Three Speckled Hens Antique and Vintage Show, October 4th and 5th. For tickets, threespeckledhens.com. That's threespeckledhens.com.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt, and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Spruce up your home before the holidays and save during the Milgard Fall into Savings event going on now at A1 Glass.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Save up to $40 per Milgard window and up to $85 per Milgard door. How many windows and doors do you have? Add it up. That's a huge savings. Contact A1 Glass today and save.
During the Milgard Fall into Savings event, visit A1Glass.com today.
A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Discounts come in the form of a gift card on select Milgard items only. See A1 Glass for details.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Kelly Henson Electric, they've been serving the county since 2002. If you need a new panel or an upgrade, install a new generator or car charger, or if you need help with electrical design plans and permitting, Kelly Henson is your expert electric company, and they don't mind doing emergency work, and no job is too small. Call Kelly Henson Electric, 805-536-1669.
Does your body deserve a jacuzzi? Incredible jacuzzi pumps give you the massage your body deserves. Head to Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. Family-owned Slow Spas has been serving the Central Coast since 1983. They offer the best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, and infrared saunas. They're the only jacuzzi dealer in Slow County, and they stand by the products they sell. Service is their specialty. Visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo.
Radio Shack is coming back. We have new items coming in almost every day. Even the National Radio Shack organization is coming back. Check out their website at RadioShack.com. Or you can also check out our local Paso Robles Radio Shack website at RadioShackPasoRobles.com. Planning to watch college or professional football? We have the TVs, 43, 50, 55-inch from Samsung and Hisense. Mention this ad for a 36-pack of AA alkaline batteries for only $9.99. Need service on your computer, speakers, radio, large TVs, or other electronics? Give us a call at 805-369-2811. We are your local Paso Robles Radio Shack at 1171 Creston Road in association with Coast Electronics in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics. Your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you. All with a smile.
Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts offers you an opportunity to become a member and enjoy all the privileges of smoking a premium cigar in their private lounge. In addition, membership has its advantages: private lockers for your cigars purchased at Boyd's, free entrance to their monthly cigar dinners, and free use of their pool table and more. Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts is located at 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-239-8701 or go to Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts.
Hi, this is Tristan for Brewster's Firearms. I'm here today to introduce our newest solution for keeping your firearms secure. We've partnered up with the Vault-Tec Safe Company to bring you the absolute best-in-class system for your firearms experience. Launched by a team of seasoned engineers, the Vault-Tec Safe Company has built a reputation for forging the most innovative firearm storage solutions on the market today. Whether you want to secure your firearms at home or on the go, Vault-Tec has you covered every step of the way. With biometric entry, Bluetooth capabilities, and being able to control this all through your phone, Vault-Tec offers peace of mind while still being user-friendly. All Vault-Tec products come TSA approved, and their home vaults come all California DOJ approved. Experience the Vault-Tec line of products in-store and visit us at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Tennessee cops search Sean Moody's home, who's wanted on suspicion of elder abuse. They learn Moody and his wife have a nonverbal autistic 7-year-old child. Mickey and Sean Moody admit they frequently lock the child in the trunk for bad behavior. Mickey Moody, Sean Moody, charged with aggravated child abuse. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Dr. Ryan Green, sharing a weight loss discovery.
You've heard of those weight loss injections that produce shocking results, right? If your goal is to lose weight, a group of doctors created a remarkable weight loss supplement called Lean, and it's very encouraging. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy glucose levels, help burn fat by converting fat into energy, and reduce appetite so you eat less. Lean could be the weight loss answer you've been searching for.
Visit TakeLean.com, promo code radio. That's TakeLean.com, promo code radio.
I'm Renelle Baldwin, CEO and founder of Dignified Hope Care. Our company has been providing exceptional care to seniors across the Central Coast from Paso to Orchid for over 8 years. We are the only caregiving company to have all licensed care staff that are EMTs, CNAs, and medical assistants, along with having a nursing staff that can assist in medication management or nursing shift needs. Our company has expanded care needs to include post-op care for plastic surgery patients, new mother care, and now we have a red light therapy room in our downtown SLO office on Marsh Street. This light therapy has been known to stimulate faster healing after surgery and illnesses. Quality and not quantity is how we ensure our patients are best cared for. Call us at 805-510-1234 or go to dignifiedhopecare.com.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. Early this morning, just before 1 a.m., the San Luis Obispo CHP office received a notification of an incident on Highway 58, east of Highway 229. A female driver of a Ford F-150 was involved in a rollover incident, and she later died of her injuries at the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Livin' the Scream, October 26th at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero from 5 to 9 p.m. The event includes dinner, drinks, a live and silent auction, and a costume contest. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, it's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm CJ Papa. 54 days until Election Day and a shift in the latest Fox News power rankings. Vice President Harris pulls ahead of former President Trump for the very first time. Georgia and North Carolina no longer leaning Republican, now considered a toss-up. Fox's Peter Ducey in Charlotte, where the VP will stop later today.
This is a state, North Carolina, that Donald Trump won twice, and it was slipping away from Joe Biden again before they lost him from the ticket. And now the Harris team is trying to capitalize on what they see as debate momentum.
The VP will also stop in Greensboro. Former President Trump will give remarks to supporters later today in Arizona. Four times he stopped in that battleground state since June. The first ever private spacewalk earlier today led by tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman. And mixed reading on inflation at the wholesale level, the PPI, showed some signs of improvement in August. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for lighting and electrical installations on a new building or a generator installation or maybe just an upgrade to your panel? Kelly Henson Electric in Paso Robles has been serving Slo County since 2002 and has experience in all things electrical. They provided electrical for wineries like Niner, La Venture, and others, as well as Twin City Hospital. From commercial to residential, Kelly Henson Electric is ready to serve. No job is too small. Call Kelly Henson Electric 805-536-1669. Kelly Henson Electric.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Welcome to the driver's seat of freedom. Get behind the wheel and find your freedom faster. Win one of two Chevy Corvette Stingrays or a share of $50,000 in slot replay from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawing September 15th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. Slo County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go. Lube & Go!
Plan to attend the Creston Classic Rodeo September 12th through the 15th. All the usual rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, and rodeo performing. And you don't want to miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little ones try to stay on those sheep is always a hoot. For more information and schedule, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook and CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, we'll eventually have sunshine today. Highs in the upper 80s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Upper 80s again on Friday, low 80s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, low 70s on Monday. Upper 70s Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down. 6:44 a.m., 7:15 p.m., we're at 64. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 with Karen. And once again, continuing with the Paso Robles School Board races. And today's show will be, let's see here. Oh, here it is. She will have on Leo Costello and also Adelaide Heitschu. That is this afternoon. Tomorrow, Al will be here with Open Mic Friday. Then next Wednesday and Thursday, Karen will have some candidates for the Paso Robles City Council. All right, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Call them at 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
When a man loves KPRL,
can't keep his mind on nothing else.
The Morning Exchange.
Okay, I came across a little thing here that one of the news organizations is doing, asking people about the debate from the other night. And this one, I'll just say, person, I'm kind of torn between the both. I likes Trump's policies because everything was a lot lower when he was president. But he doesn't act presidential. There we go. Well, I'll tell you what, sir. You vote for somebody who is presidential and continues to take away your rights and continues to take away your money. I hope you feel good about that because they're more presidential. Again, my favorite word of the week, moron. Moron, moron, moron. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, on your debate yesterday, or wasn't really a debate, but with the two people that are running for school board, the one fella was addressing the issue of drunk people on the campus and people that are stoned, and he was saying how the county has a facility for that, the people that are doing the wrong thing. And wouldn't that be a good idea for the mentally ill people that think that they are a different sex and they want to change that? And I'll listen up on the radio, and hopefully they'll address that today when they come back.
Well, wait a minute. There's different people going to be on, and I don't know what the questions are going to be, but I don't think the other ones that you're referring to, I don't know if that is medically. A matter of fact, I'm going to guess that it's not declared a mental deficiency or whatever you want to refer to it as.
Well, what else would you call it?
It doesn't matter what you or I would call it.
That's what I'm saying. We should bring that up.
It's the legality of it.
Well, they could change the rules. They change the rules on everything else.
Well, that would be something to bring up to people who have the ability to change the rules, and that would be some official. I'm pretty sure they can't do that at the school level.
Well, the good thing is Karen Vealey has the power.
Well, she can get messages out and words out and stuff, but it would be up.
Okay.
It's the people that have to contact their elected officials.
Okay.
And say, hey, this, I believe, now, I don't think it would go anywhere, personally, because we're in the state of California. And the other is, I don't think anybody would have the guts to do it.
Well, the other thing, too, Kevin, is he was talking about flying the American flag and the California flag. If they fly the California flag, they should fly it upside down because the state's upside down, just like what you just said. You know, it's a state rule, and you can't do anything about it. We all know it's not right.
Well, it's funny you should say that because depending on what happens this November, I fly an American flag in my house with a sports flag depending on the season, whether it's the Yankees, U of L, or something like that. And again, depending on the outcome of the election, I may be changing my flag.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot. I'm going to listen to Karen Vealey today.
All right, thank you. Take care. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The flag issue continues at the high school. We're into 2.5 years now. Yep, there has been a couple who have wanted to pursue this, and, well, Kenny in particular, and also Lauren, and the others don't. I think that speaks volumes. That speaks volumes. Also, I heard this yesterday on the show, and it had to do with, I don't know the full range of conversation, but I thought I heard Gearhart say, you know, one of the issues was traffic, or there was some kid hit at the school. I think he just mentioned one. And those things are unfortunate. And I don't know how much the school board has the power to control that. You have, in most school districts around the country, it's pretty hectic on delivery and take home, so to speak. And you have two issues. You have drivers that are out of control, and they get frustrated, and then you have kids simply because they're kids. This was an issue years ago here at in the school district. I'm talking years and years ago when when Niblick Road was expanded to to four lanes, and a member of the school district, not the superintendent, I forget the title of the person, but I remember their name, they expressed concern about expanding the Niblick area there by the school to four lanes because of the kids crossing the street. And I remember thinking at the time, my goodness, you can't teach kids how to cross the street anymore. Because if you go to many other cities around the country, kids are dealing with a lot more than just Niblick Road. Niblick Road. And unfortunately, people are going to make mistakes, the drivers and the kids, once in a while. I don't know how you make everything perfect. It's not possible. It's unfortunate when these things happen, but maybe there should be a little bit more, shall we say, contact with the kids and the parents about dropping off and picking the kids up on, be a little bit more timely, you know, slow down, et cetera, et cetera. Don't be in such a hurry. Yeah, it's a pain in the neck at times, but deal with it because you don't want people getting hurt. But to make this a what I thought sounded like the beginning of a major issue, I just don't see it. You know, which is also funny because we had somebody from the city, if you remember the famous meeting about 2 years ago, we're going to have 500 kids riding their bikes to school. Wouldn't that be a little dangerous too? Wouldn't that be 500 kids on bikes, combination of that and the cars? Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I'm completely amazed that there is any controversy over flags in schools, because to me it's very simple. It's, you can fly the American flag and you can fly the flag of the state of California, and that's it, period. End of story. No other flags, no other signs, you're done. I mean, what's the problem?
I agree 100% on that. And as I said, Lauren McCoy, Dorian Baker, and Kenny Enney have been basically saying what you have. But the other board members have been dragging their feet on this. And they don't want to hurt the feelings of some of these other groups. Who's running the asylum here?
Well, once you make the rule, then everybody takes their feelings and packs them up and goes home. You know, you can't continue to, well, we can do this one, we can do that one. Oh, maybe that one over here is okay. Oh, but we can do 20 minutes of this one. Nah, just set a rule and you're done. Easy.
The attorney for the school district has told the district that what they're doing now with their policy is unconstitutional.
Okay, and the attorney for the city didn't do the parking thing right. So, I mean, you know, an attorney can advise you, but that doesn't mean that what they say is correct.
Well, there are rules under the state education code in California regarding this issue. And the other thing
is... Oh, goodness. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Well, okay, never mind.
And then the other thing is, why would, if this is causing an issue, why wouldn't you just put the issue to rest and do the simple thing which you stated when you first came on? Here are the two flags of your country and your state. End of story. See you later.
Yeah. I mean, really, I can imagine there's probably some ed code thing or some state law that's prevents a school district from saying, you can have the American flag or the state flag, and that's it. I find that hard to believe, but I would not be surprised. if that's the case, but I don't know.
Well, that's what's happening. And the other thing is, if the school district is going to allow the LBGT flags to fly, but they won't let the blue line, they've opened themselves up for this controversy. And I hope somebody slaps a lawsuit on the school district.
Well, you know, it would be best for everyone if that never comes to pass and they just get over themselves. As far as the traffic on Niblick Road, they keep putting up apartments and houses everywhere on the east side of Paso Robles, and guess what? They're going to have more problems. And you're right, in big cities, kids have to cross really busy streets all the time. And some of them get hit, some of them don't. Most of them don't. But, you know, if they want to fix it, why don't they just put a zillion speed bumps on Niblick Road and Creston Road, for that matter, because it's becoming very difficult to make a left turn onto Creston Road, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, speed bumps on a main thoroughfare, I don't think people would take too kindly to that, because you're talking about a short portion of the day where that traffic is extremely heavy.
Well, yeah, that's true. Hey, maybe they could have retractable speed bumps. Why not?
Okay.
You know, it goes up in the morning and it comes down in the afternoon. Anyway, I really appreciate what you do, and thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye. Retractable speed bumps. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, just wanted to follow up a little bit on old Tim Gearhart, and in case anyone has a short memory about him. You know, he was on the board before, and he was a Chris Williams sycophant, as we recall. It was under his oversight that our school district ran into nearly financial ruin. Had the county had to come in and oversee the finances. And then after that happened, he's one of the guys that gave Chris Williams a positive performance evaluation. And then a few weeks later, when Chris Williams resigned, it was Tim Gearhart. He also voted to pay Chris Williams $250,000, you know, severance, where the district owed him nothing. So Chris Williams was the most corrupt, abusive, and incompetent superintendent we probably ever had. And Tim Gearhart supported him all the way. I mean, so this guy, you talk about a word called chutzpah, for this guy to run again is unbelievable. And I'm sure it's the union that's putting him up to do it.
Did you listen to him on Sound Off yesterday?
You know, I didn't. But I heard about it, and then I heard the call earlier this morning from Warren, and if he said that he ran because he has racist neighbors that don't like a black woman on the board, well, that's a pretty racist reason to run. I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
Well,
but I think the poor, and I feel bad for the guy, but I think he's a little bit mentally diminished at this point. I don't know how you can explain anyone saying what he did.
Well, one of the things yesterday when I was listening and when Chris Williams was brought up, you know, I heard him, you know, start to pound on Chris Williams a little bit, but my memory is strong enough to know that, wait a minute, you supported just about everything he did, and now you're here pounding him? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember going back, and you got to remember, you know, if you wanted to learn about Tim Gearhart, read the grand jury report, because that report was written about him, or also Jewel Peterson. I mean, it's like we would have these two bookends of the Chris Williams regime if that guy got elected between Jewel Peterson and him. But, you know, it's outrageous. But well, when they were doing responding to the grand jury, you know, he sang the same tune. And then one of the trustees, I recall, Dorian Baker, said, well, let's look at the performance evaluation you guys gave to Chris Williams. And, you know, they had to cover that up. But it was a positive evaluation because that was reported out. No, but he supported Chris Williams all the way.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, what that guy did to the district is incredible. And then he's also responsible for hiring, you know, Kurt DeBose, probably the most fecklessly incompetent guy we've ever had. So
there was also a push there behind the scenes from Brescia.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. Yeah, Brescia was up to his eyeballs in what was going on with the school district.
Yeah,
they knew the financial ruin they were headed to, and you know it was just.
Well, he was. I forget which one of the school board members, but him and Brescia are really good friends.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But it was a mess. But you know, Gearhart has a track record, and it is not good for what he, you know, his role and what he let Chris Williams do to this district was, you know.
Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate the phone call.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Well, we had on it. Okay. On even flag, Kevin. I'm 100% all in on the U.S. flag, and I was the last one to bring it up for an agenda item request during a recent board meeting. Even though I'm not running, please don't lump me with all the others who don't care. Okay. Well, yeah. I'll remember that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just totally off the subject. Anybody missing a big black three-bladed pusher fan, big round one, like 3 foot around? They are. It's at the 24th Street off-ramp.
It's at the...
Getting off right there. Somebody, homeless guy, nabbed himself something good, I guess. I don't know what the hell he's going to do with it. Plug it into the dirt.
Well, you can go up to one of the shopping centers like they, when they, you know, because they use those to charge their phones, too. Okay.
All right. Just putting it out there.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Let's see here. This is another one of the almost Beatles. Tommy Moore, English drummer, was a member of the Silver Beatles in 1960, which later became the Beatles. He quit because he had, quote, enough of Lennon, and because their bookings interfered with his job as a forklift driver. It just seems like this just came up not too long ago. There was also there something to do with his wife. That's right, his wife. Yeah. All right, so you had that. Obey was removed on this day in 1922. There you go. The word obey is removed from the marriage vows of the United States Protestant Episcopal Church. 100 years ago, huh? What did they put in? I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm trying to think the vows. Let me see. I do to solemnly swear to uphold. I don't remember. Chris, you don't remember. You don't know what wedding vows do you?
No. A little far off from that right now.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think. I should. You know what? I probably shouldn't have touched that one because I got a feeling that...
might hear about it later?
Yeah, I might hear about it a little bit later. I just think... not only hear about it later, but I may be eating... I don't know, SpaghettiOs for dinner. That's just my guess. So, all right, sometimes I maybe need to think a little bit. All right, we're done. So am I for today.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The fourth annual fundraiser for Red Wings Horse Sanctuary will be Sunday, September 29th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is Red Wings' biggest fundraiser of the year, promising an experience of a lifetime. Tickets can be purchased at redwingshorsesanctuary.org, and the deadline to purchase them is September 22nd. The City of San Luis Obispo announced that Laguna Lake Dog Park will be closed starting Monday, September 16th, for renovations. Park upgrades will include full perimeter fencing, new trees, new play structures, and pathways. Construction will be complete in the spring of 2025. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, it's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off. Karen will continue with the school board, and the candidates on this afternoon will be Leo Costello and Adelaide Haichu. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.